हरे कृष्णा। वॉच वॉट यू टॉक व्हेन यू टॉक टू योर सेल्फ। सपोज वी आर गोइंग टू अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट मीटिंग एंड एट दैट टाइम एवरी वर्ड दैट वी स्पीक वी आर वेरी वॉचफुल। वी डोंट वॉन्ट अ स्लिप ऑफ टंग विच विल क्रिएट अ रॉन्ग इम्प्रेशन और विच विल जेपर्डाइज आर प्रॉस्पेक्ट्स बिकॉज वी नो दैट दैट मीटिंग इज इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर अस। Now, what we speak in such important meetings is of course important, but there is another kind of talk which is actually even more important. That is the self-talk. Now, whenever we are doing anything inside us, there is a voice, the voice of the mind, which is constantly speaking. So, for example, when we are doing something new, special, adventurous, the voice says, you will never be able to do it. We may decide to come and speak first time in public, and the voice says, hey, you are going to forget it. Forget everything. You're going to make a fool of yourself. People are going to laugh at you. And now, actually, this voice is inside us. And when the mind speaks, actually, the mind is dead. The mind is unconscious. So, actually, the mind is taking our consciousness and using it to speak against ourselves. So, this kind of self-talk can be extremely disempowering. And we need to be aware of what kind of self-talk is happening inside us. So, just as we watch when we speak to others, similarly, when the speech is going on inside us, we have to watch. For example, if the mind starts saying, you're going to speak in public, you are going to become, you will forget everything. Say, no, why should I forget? I have prepared. I have got a reasonably good memory. I have prepared and I have my notes also. I can look at them. Why should I be afraid of forgetting? And I'll make a fool of myself? No. I'm not here to prove to everyone how clever I am. I want to learn a skill. And those who make mistakes, only they learn. Those who don't make mistakes, they never learn anything. People will laugh at you. No, these are my friends. You know, even if I make some mistake, we'll all laugh together and we'll all learn together. But we need to counter that self-talk when it comes. And for that, we need a source of positivity within ourselves. First of all, we need the vigilance to know that this negative talk is happening within us, and then we need a source of positive talk which we'll be able to counter this negative talk. So the Bhagavad Gita explains that we at our core are souls. As souls, we are parts of God, and being the parts of God, we are godly. We are as parts of God. He has given us abilities. He has given us various gifts by which we can make constructive contributions here. So rather than letting ourselves see the negative, yes, we have the negative and we have shortcomings. We have to be aware of them. But we don't have to let them define us. We have to let ourselves be defined by who we are in God's eyes. And then with that vision which we get by study of scripture, what happens by study of scripture? We learn who we are actually. And when that vision of ourselves as parts of God, as godly, as meant for doing godly work in this world, that becomes ingrained within us, then the negative self-talk can be countered. The Bhagavad Gita talks about how we can do this when it mentions austerity of speech. It says that अनुद्वेगकरं वाक्यं सत्यं प्रियहितं च यत् स्वाध्यायाभ्यसनं चैव वाण्मयं तप उच्यते। This is austerity of speech. One of the characteristics it says is that repeat scripture. Swadhyayabhyasanam. Study scripture and repeat scripture. Recite scripture. So reciting scripture reminds us of God. Scripture reminds us of our connection with God. Scripture empowers us with positivity. So if we remember scripture, recite scripture, then that can become a source of positive self-talk. So when the negative self-talk starts sabotaging us, the positive self-talk coming from scriptural wisdom can counter that sabotage. It can strengthen us, and then it can enable us to do the things that we are meant to do in a mood of service to God. Thank you. Hare Krishna.